Welcome to Zichud Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and here Masechus Zvachim, Daf Ein Tes, the eighth parak, Koha Zvachim. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi summarizes the biblical rules of bittul. Amar Rabbanan Batama, the rabbi said that the halacha of one type of mixture is determined by flavor. Amar Rabbanan Baruba, the rabbi said that another type of mixture is determined by majority. Amar Rabbanan Bachazusa, and the rabbi said that a third type of mixture is determined by appearance. He explains, Min b'she'eno mino batama, the law of one kind of food mixed with something not its own kind is dependent on flavor, meaning if forbidden flavor is discernible in the mixture, it is biblically prohibited despite being minority of the mixture. Min b'mino baruba, the law of one kind of food mixed with something of its own kind, is determined by majority, meaning the forbidden substance becomes batal by a simple majority of permitted food. Heka de'ikha zus b'mara, where there is a law related to appearance, such as tevila in a mikvah, which does not depend on taste, the mixture's status is determined by appearance. Point number two, on the previous daf, Reish Lakish said that isurim nullify each other in a mixture. Belazer disagrees. Keshem she'in mitzvos mevatul zo zo, just as mitzvos do not nullify one another, kach in asurim mevatul zo zo, so too, forbidden items do not nullify one another. Rather, bittul only applies to a mixture of permitted and forbidden substances. The source of mitzvos do not nullify each other is Hillel. As the Brisa states, Amr lev al Hillel zaken. They said about Hillel the zaken, she'yakorchem bebas achas v'ochon, that he would wrap them, meaning the Pesach, the matzah, and the maror together, and eat them, because the pasuk says, a matzus umorarim yochulu, together with matzos and bitter herbs, they shall eat it, referring to the Karban Pesach. We see that Hillel was not concerned that the flavor of the maror would nullify the flavor of the matzah. And point number three, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that if carbon blood was mixed with blood of psulim, invalid karbanas, it's all spilled into the amma, the canal. The same applies to blood mixed with an animal's dam hatamsis, its last blood, meaning after the life blood ceases to flow. Rabbi Eliezer rules the blood valid. All agree that if the kohen applied the dam without asking, it's valid. This machlokas is explained in two ways. Razvid said they argue about gozin gezer b'mikdash, whether we make decrees in the mikdash. The Tanakhama says they decreed to spill out blood mixed with invalid blood, even where there's not enough to nullify the valid blood, to prevent a mixture from being used where there is enough invalid blood to nullify the valid blood. Rabbi Eliezer says they do not disqualify karbanas to prevent such mistakes. Rapapa says all Tanaim agree. We make such gezeros in the Mikdash, but argue about damatamtsis matzwi rabos al damanefesh, whether it's common for the last blood, the damatamtsis, to be more than the life blood, the damanefesh. The Tanakhama considers it common, so a decree was enacted, and Rabbi Eliezer holds it is uncommon, so no decree was necessary. According to Rapapa, Rabbi Eliezer only argues in the case of damatamtsis. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rava summarizes the biblical rules of bittul. Amar Rabbanan Batama, the rabbi said that the halacha of one type of mixture is determined by flavor. Amar Rabbanan Baruba, the rabbi said that another type of mixture is determined by majority. Amar Rabbanan Bachazusa, and the rabbi said that a third type of mixture is determined by appearance. He explains, Min b'she'eno mino batama, the law of one kind of food mixed with something not its own kind is dependent on flavor, meaning if forbidden flavor is discernible in the mixture, it is biblically prohibited despite being minority of the mixture. Min b'mino baruba, the law of one kind of food mixed with something of its own kind is determined by majority, meaning the forbidden substance becomes batal by a simple majority of permitted food. Heka de'ikha zus b'mara, where there is a law related to appearance, such as tevila in a mikvah, which does not depend on taste, the mixture's status is determined by appearance. Point number two, on the previous daf, Reish Lakish said that isurim nullify each other in a mixture. Belazer disagrees. Keshem she'in mitzvos mevatul zo zo, just as mitzvos do not nullify one another, kach in isurim mevatul zo zo, so too, forbidden items do not nullify one another. Rather, bittul only applies to a mixture of permitted and forbidden substances. The source of mitzvos do not nullify each other is Hillel. As the Brisa states, Amr lev al Hillel zaken. They said about Hillel the zaken, she'yakorchem bebas achas v'ochon, that he would wrap them, meaning the Pesach, the matzah, and the maror together, and eat them, because the pasuk says, a matzus umorarim yochulu, together with matzos and bitter herbs, they shall eat it, referring to the Karban Pesach. We see that Hillel was not concerned that the flavor of the maror would nullify the flavor of the matzah. And point number three, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that if carbon blood was mixed with blood of psulim, invalid karbanas, it's all spilled into the amma, the canal. The same applies to blood mixed with an animal's dam hatamsis, its last blood, meaning after the life blood ceases to flow. Rabbi Eliezer rules the blood valid. all agree that if the Kohen applied the dam without asking, it's valid. This machlokas is explained in two ways. Razvid said they argue about gozin gezer b'mikdash, whether we make decrees in the mikdash. The Tanakhama says they decreed to spill out blood mixed with invalid blood, even where there's not enough to nullify the valid blood, to prevent a mixture from being used where there is enough invalid blood to nullify the valid blood. Rabbi Eliezer says they do not disqualify korbanos to prevent such mistakes. Rabbi Papa says all Tanaim agree. We make such gezeros in the mikdash, but argue about damatamtzis matzvi rabos al damanefesh, whether it's common for the last blood, the damatamtzis, to be more than the lifeblood, the damanefesh. The Tanakhama considers it common, so a decree was enacted, and Rabbi Eliezer holds it is uncommon, so no decree was necessary. According to Rabbi Papa, Rabbi Eliezer only argues in the case of damatamtzis. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ayin test, and our standard Siman relates to an Eid, a pen, and we use a sofer for the Siman, a sofer. So here goes. The sofer who made beautiful bittel signs for taste, rove, and appearance was eating a Hillel Hazaken sandwich, which had the words Ein Mitzvah Mevatel Zo Azo on the paper wrapping, and had an Amos Amayim running through a studio where Dama Tamsis mixed with Dama Nefesh flowed. Once again, in slow motion. The sofer, that must move on Daf Ayin test, 8, pen, sofer. The sofer made beautiful bittel signs for taste, rove, and appearance, which reminds us, Rava summarizes the biblical rules of bittel. Amar Rabban Batama, the rabbi said that the lach of one type of mixture is determined by flavor. That's in the case of min b'she'en omino. Amar Rabban Baruba, the rabbi said another type of mixture is determined by majority, referring to min b'mino. Amar Rabban Bachazusa, and the rabbi said a third type of mixture is determined by appearance, and that's when it has nothing to do with taste, such as when one substance falls in to a mikvah. So the sofer made beautiful bittel signs for taste, rove, and appearance, was eating a Hillel Hazaken sandwich, which had the words Ein Mitzvos Mevatel Zo Azo on the paper wrapping, which reminds us on the previous Daf Reish Lakish said that Isurim nullify each other in the mixture. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Kishem She'ein Mitzvos Mevatel Zo Azo, just as mitzvos do not nullify one another, Kach Ein Isurim Mevatel Zo Azo, so too forbidden items do not nullify one another. Rather, bittel only applies to a mixture of permitted and forbidden substances. The source of mitzvos do not nullify each other is Hillel, as the Brisa states. Amr Lav al Hillel Hazaken, they said about Hillel Hazaken, Sheya Korchan Bevas Achaz Va'ochlan, that he would wrap them, meaning the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Maror, together and eat them, because the Pasuk says, Al Matzos Amorim Yochlu, together with Matzos and bitter herbs, they shall eat it, the Pesach. We see that Hillel was not concerned that the flavor of the Mar would nullify the flavor of the Matzah. So the sofer made beautiful bittel signs for taste, rove, and appearance, was eating a Hillel Hazaken sandwich, which had the words Ein Mitzvos Mevatel Zo Zo on the paper wrapping, and had an Amos Amayim running through a studio where Dama Tamsis mixed with Dama Nefesh flowed. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokas about carbon blood mixed with invalid blood or Dama Tamsis. The machlokas is explained in two ways. Rav Zvit said, they argue about gozin gezer b'migdash, whether we make decrees in the migdash. The Tanakhama says they decree to spill out blood mixed with invalid blood, even when there's not enough to nullify the valid blood, to prevent a mixture from being used where there is enough invalid blood to nullify the valid blood. Rav Eliezer says they do not disqualify korbanos to prevent such mistakes. Rav Papa says that all Tanaim agree we make gezeros in the Mikdash, but they argue about damatamtzis matzvi rabos al dama nefesh, whether it's common for the last blood to be more than the lifeblood. The Tanakhama considers it common, so a decree was enacted, and Rabbi Eliezer holds it uncommon, so no decree was necessary. According to Rav Papa, Rabbi Eliezer only argues in the case of damatamtzis. So once again, the sofer who made beautiful bittel signs for taste, rove, and appearance, was eating a Hillel Hazaken sandwich, which had the words Ein Mitzvos Mevatel Zo Azo on the paper wrapping, and had an Amos Amayim running through a studio where Dama Tamsis mixed with Dama Nefesh flowed. All right, so now it's time for our four blah back Chazara. Daf Ayin Hey. So the Simmer Daf Ayin Hey is an Amah Haaretz. So here goes. Well, one Kohen Amah Haaretz. Amah Haaretz? That must be more Daf Ayin Hey. Well, one Kohen Amah Haaretz didn't know what to do with the blood of two karbanos, which got blended together into a single cup, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if karbanos became mixed with each other, the Kohen must make the required matanos with each one. If he made one matana from each carbon, it's valid. This applies where the blood was in separate cups but intermingled, but bebolel, where the blood was blended into a single cup. The Tanakhama says he makes four matanas for all the karbanos together, and a single matana suffices because he holds yesh bila, there is even mixing, so each matana contains blood from every carbon. Rebbe says, ruinous matana, we examine the application. If there's enough blood in it for each carbon, it's valid, but if not, it's invalid. So while one Kohen Amar didn't know what to do with the blood of two Karbonos, which got blended together into a single cup, his Amar's twin brother was so busy trying to figure out if he could weigh the meat of the Bechor he was Makdish to Bedek Abayis against a liter away, which reminds the Gemara discusses if one was Makdish of Bechor for Bedek Abayis, can it be auctioned in a degrading way to benefit Hekdish by weighing it against a litra? Do we say Ravchet the Hekdish Adif, the Prophet Hekdish, is more important, or do we say Zilus the Bechor Adif, the issue of the degradation of a Bechor is more important? Rabbi Yami ultimately concludes, did this Kohen transfer the Hekdish anything but what was previously owned by him? Since he could not weigh it against a litra, he could not enable Hekdish to do so. So while one Kohen Amar didn't know what to do with the blood of two Karbonos, which got blended together into a single cup, his Amar's twin brother was so busy trying to figure out if he could weigh the meat of the Bechor he was Makdish to Bedek Abayis against a liter of weight, that he didn't notice his Ashim getting mixed with the Shlamim, which would require the Shlamim to be eaten with the restrictions of an Ashim, according to Rabbi Shimon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if an Ashim became mixed with the Shlamim, Rabbi Shimon says they must both be shechted in Safon, which is only required for the Ashim, and they must be eaten according to the laws of the more stringent of them. They're both restricted to the laws of Ashim and must be eaten by male Kohanim in the Azara and only for one day and night, in contrast to a standard Shlamim. The Chami said to Rabbi Shimon, Ein levin kachim lebeis apsul. We don't bring kachim to a place of more likely invalidation. We instead leave the animals to graze until they develop a mum, whereupon they're sold and new karbanas are purchased. Daf Ein Vav. So the simmer Daf Ein Vav is IV intravenous. So here goes. Dr. Cohn, who's adding truma spices to a kachim IV drip, IV? That must mean we're on Daf Ein Vav. Dr. Cohn, who's adding truma spices to a kachim IV drip, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether Rabbi Shimon permits shortening Truma's consumption, even l'chadchila. Rabbi Shimon said that Kohanim may eat kachim however they like, cook or roasted, and may add spices of chulin or Truma, thereby limiting the Truma's consumption to the carbon's time allotment. Rava answered, Hanachu Truma's tavlin d'rabban, leave Truma of spices, which is only rabbinically Truma. So Rabbi Shimon permits limiting its consumption. So Dr. Cohn, who is adding Truma spices to a kachim IV drip, watched as a Safek Mitzora Muchad showed up with his conditional Ashim along with an IV bag filled with a little more than a log of oil, which reminds us, Abai challenged Rava again from a brisa about someone who was uncertain if he was a Mitzora Muchad, a confirmed Mitzora, who would be obligated to bring, among other kabbanas, an Ashim and a log of oil, which is sprinkled in the base of Mikdash and applied to his body. Rabbi Shimon says that he may bring these items conditionally and say that if he was a Mitzora, these should be sanctified as a requisite Ashim. And if not, the Ashim, so to speak, should be instead a Shalmei Nedava, a donated Shlamim. Because of this uncertainty, this carbon has the restrictions of both. So this proves Rabbi Shimon permits restricting a possible Shlamim with the laws of Ashim. The Gemara answers, Tukuni Gavrei Sha'ani, the remedy of a person is different and allows for restricting a carbon's consumption in order to complete his purification and permit him to eat kachim. So Dr. Cohn, who is adding truma spices to kachim IV drip, watched as a Safek Mitzora Muchad showed up with his conditional Ashim, along with an IV bag filled with a little more than a log of oil, from which a Cohn did kamitza and sprinkled toward the Kodesh Kodashim, and then put the rest on the Mizbeach, like water, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how the log shemen of a Safek Mitzora is brought. Excellent, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning. Daf Ein Zayin. So the simmer Daf Ein Zayin is an A's, a goat. So here goes. The flying goat, that must be on Daf Ein Zayin. The flying goat, who knows that limbs of an ol and chattas, which were mixed together, were all placed on the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if limbs of a chattas, which are eaten, became mixed with limbs of an ola, which are burned on the Mizbeach, Rabbi Eliezer says they're all placed on the Mizbeach, and I view the chattas meat on top as if it were wood for the fire, and not haktar of a carbon, which is forbidden for limbs of a chattas. The Chachamim say, tubar sarasan, they should be left over for their form to change the next morning, and then they'll go out to the place of burning, invalidated karbanas. So the flying goat, who knows that limbs of an ol and chattas, which were mixed together, were all placed on the Mizbeach, and saw a Kohen heading up the ramp to burn a mixture of limbs of an ola with limbs of a baal's mum, saying the invalid limbs were like wood to him, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a case where valid evari ola became mixed with a volume of a baal's mum. Rabbi Eliezer permits them all, viewing the invalid Evarim as if it were wood, and the Rabban prohibit placing them on the Mizbeach. The Gemara wonders, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what the difference is between a Roveya Benirba, which may not be brought on the Mizbeach, even as wood, and a Baal's Mum. It ultimately explains that he darshins Mum Bam Hudu Yiratsu. only when a blemish is in them, meaning the limbs themselves, will not be accepted. But through a mixture with valid Evarim, they will be accepted. Accordingly, when Rebbe Eliezer argued that invalid Evarim may be placed on these Be'ach Hashem Eitzim, as if it were wood for the fire, he's addressing the Rabban who disagree with him. So the flying goat who knows that limbs of an ol and chatas which are mixed together were all placed on the Mizbeach, and saw a Kohen heading up the ramp to burn a mixture of limbs of an ol with the limbs of a baalas mum, saying the invalid limbs were like wood to him, became unsettled when he saw another Kohen bringing two goat heads from the mixture, which reminds us, the next mission discusses a varim of a valid ola, which became mixed with a varim of balimumin, and disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and holds all Tanaim agree they cannot be brought up together. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Im karv rosh echad mehen, if the head of one of them was already offered, yikru b'kol rashim, all the remaining heads should be offered. If the legs of one were offered, all the remaining legs should be offered." He holds that we presume that it was the limbs of the baalas mum which were offered, allowing the rest to be offered outright. But the Chachamim say, even if all of them were offered except for one, it should be taken out to be burned in the base of Sreifa. Daf Ein Ches. So the Siman Daf Ein Ches is someone going, ugh. So here goes. The Kohen who yelled, ugh, ugh, that must be on Daf Ein Ches. The Kohen who yelled, ugh, when wine dripped into the blood to be sprinkled, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if the dam of a carbon became mixed with water, im yesh bo mar's dam, if it has the appearance of blood, it's valid. If it became mixed with red wine, roino soki hu mayim, we view it as if it were water, and if the blood in this amount of water would appear as blood, it is valid. So the Kohen who yelled, ugh, when wine dripped into the blood to be sprinkled, was drowned out by the Kohen yelling, ugh, while eating a mixture of pigel, noser, and tame, even though he was exempt from Malkus, which reminds us, Rish Lakish says, "Hapigol v'noser v'atami shablal on zeh b'zeh." If someone mixed pigol noser and tamei kadshim with one another and ate them, he's completely putter, although there was a kazayis of each iser, because yevshesh shul yarba min al chaver v'yabatlenu. It's impossible that one type of iser should not overwhelm the other and nullify it. Rashi explains that as he chews, parts of each iser become mixed into the other and batel to it. Since they'll not exchange parts exactly equally, one iser will invariably emerge larger, and he can only be liable for that iser. Since his iser is unknown, the asra, the warning to him, is an asra suffix and uncertain warning. This proves three principles, the first one being, isurim mevatlin zeh ezeh, prohibited items can nullify one another. So the Kohen who yelled, ugh, when wine dripped into the blood to be sprinkled, was drowned out by the Kohen yelling, ugh, while eating a mixture of pigel, noser, and tame, even though he was exempt from Malkus, who was completely drowned out by the Kohen by the mikveh yelling, ugh, while trying to imagine that the milk in the tame bucket immersed in the mikveh was actually red wine, which reminds us, in a brisa it states that where a tame bucket which had white wine or milk in it, which was immersed in a mikveh, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Roi nosokihu al yain adam," we view the wine or the milk as if it were red wine. Imti hamareu kasher. If there's so little wine that its color would have become faint through dilution of the mikveh water, the tevilah is valid. But if the redness of the wine would still be present, the tevilah is not valid, although this wine is actually white. All right, so now it's time to cuckoo with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we know that if one was makriv, the mixed animals, they're not maratza? That's on Daf Ein Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we know that if the hakrava of one rosh permits being makriv the other heads? That's on Daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss whether Rabbi Shimon permits shortened trumas consumption, even chachila, in the case of adding truma spices to kadshim? That's on Daf Ein Vav. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we have a machlokes about what the din is when carbon blood is mixed with invalid blood or dama tamsis? That's on Daf Ein Tes. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is when one sealed truma barrel got mixed into 100 barrels of chulin wine and one was open? That's on Daf Ein Dalet. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn from the case of one who ate a mixture of pigol, noser, and tame that isurin mevatlin zeh zeh? That's on Daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn about Hillel Zaken's practice of wrapping the carbon pesach, matzah, and maror together? And we learn ein mitzvos mevatlos zozo. That's on Daf Ein Tes. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if dam of a carbon became mixed with water, wine, or chulin blood? That's on Daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn about the three rows of bits referring to taste, rove, and appearance? That's on Daf Ein Tes. Great. And number 10, which daftu makos, whether sacrificing a mixed group, for example, anashim ushlamim, shortens the time of consumption? That's on daf. Ayin hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.